ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। Here is a question. When somebody betrays my trust by not being sincere and honest, what should be my reaction? What should my reaction be to that person or to those people? And it's a good question of practical nature about a situation which many times comes in the lives of all of us or most of us. In this connection, you are required or you should understand certain things. The first thing is that your initial reaction will be the same for which you have the inner, your own quality. That is the first thing. Whatever is your inner quality of your own self, your own personality, the first reaction will be the same, will be that. This thing has not been asked here. But I am telling you from where this whole matter will start. You will react as you can react. Nothing except that. You will react in such a situation as you are eligible or as you are ready to react, as you are capable to react. That is the first thing. But the question is, what should be my reaction? That is the ideal thing. What should be the ideal thing? It should be the same which has been said by the greatest man in the world history, Christ, Krishna, Ram, or Muhammad, or whoever, Buddha, Mahavir, it should be the same. And you know what they have said. They categorically have said that if somebody does something wrong to you, you don't do wrong with that person. This is the gist. Christ would go to the extent that if somebody slaps you on one cheek, you turn you on another one. Because he had that capacity. Because he was the light for the whole world at that time. He represented divinity. It is for this reason, in the beginning we will react as we are capable to react. Christ was capable to react like that. He was capable to love those who were throwing stones on him. So also Buddha. So also others. So should be is that, if we can, and if we cannot, then we have to try to be like that, step by step. Now by God's grace, I am going to tell you something more about this topic. World is training to find God. For the true seeker of spirituality, for the true seeker of divine love, it should be the habit of the seeker to learn lessons from every event in life. Nothing here in this world is happening accidentally, nothing. Everything has some meaning. Whether the meaning of any event, any gesture, any word is understood correctly or not depends upon us. It should be the effort of a spiritual seeker that he converts every event as a helping thing, as a step, as a helping step in his onward journey towards God. Life is full of complexities. Whatever is going on at every time in this world is not easy to understand for any human being. This is God's world, and God only knows the secrets how things are going on here. And it is only by God's grace that those secrets can be revealed to anybody. Simply by human effort, simply by human mind, those secrets are not revealed. In this world, one may come across people of many types. Always, nobody can avoid them. But the important question is, what is your aim? You cannot change the world. You can change yourself. That is the important thing. When you find that somebody is betraying your trust and is not sincere to you, don't forget, God through that person is giving you an opportunity to increase your tolerance and the quality of forgiveness. Forgiveness is only towards those who deserve it, who do something against our desires, who betray us, who are not sincere to us. Where else forgiveness will be useful? God, through that person, is giving you an opportunity to have expansion of your being from narrow circles to become larger and larger, to be more tolerant and to be having more forgiveness, to have more forgiveness, pardon, the quality of pardon. God is already pardoning us, forgiving us for so many faults. Are we always sincere and honest to all the people in life? In our life, were we always fulfilling the trust reposed by others? Always. Were we always sincere? To the husband, to the wife, to the son, to the daughter, to friends, in the company. We all have weaknesses. For a spiritual seeker, the golden rule for evolution is, try to forgive others and never forgive your own self, your own fault. If we want our evolution, the reaction should be, oh God, this time you have come in this way, in this form. You made me to see my bad reaction inside through this event. This violent reaction, this reaction I had, oh, this man, this woman is a very bad person, considering something bad, evil, the germs were there in me. Through this person, you awakened those germs in me. You brought to the surface. If I keep them as such, I will be deprived of the opportunity of evolution. If I see them and then see God in that person who did that, who was insincere, who betrayed the trust, I will be nearer to my God. I will be reaching divinity step by step. There is nothing but divine in the existence. Only there is a play of God, nothing else. And God has all the forms. And all the plays for our own awakening and for our own evolution. And also please don't forget that whatever is happening in any person's life has a karmic history in the past. Events come to us according to our past karmas. These karmic debts are not paid off in one life, they continue. We might have deceived the person sometimes, now he has come or she has come to settle the accounts. Now in another life he has come, you did like that, at that time you might have forgotten, but I am carrying the notebook with me and I have come to settle the account. At the right time I will show you stars during day. You will see these things happen. Vice versa also happens. You are in a troubled situation. You have lost all the hope to get out of the situation. All of a sudden from somewhere the help comes. Somebody comes, oh look, here it is like this. That person had in his account something towards you to be paid to you. He came, he gave. We are very much inclined to have such people, not that type. So clever and cunning we are. Only those people should meet us who are always ready to help us and love us and be sympathetic. Then it will be a very fine world. Sorry, it is not going to be like that. It was never that. But it can be like that. If by God's grace and by the grace of saints, one happens to make oneself as dust, one happens to have this ego finished, then it happens. And to make us dust, such people are more helpful who deceive us, who betray our trust, rather than those who sing songs in our glory, false glory rather, not the true glory. Here God is dancing all the time. Try to dance with God. What does it mean? Whatever event happens, try to understand it is happening at the instance of none but God. God is doing it for my betterment. Inscrutable are the ways of God. Unknown they remain. It remains always beyond human mind to understand how that infinite, unlimited ocean of love and compassion purifies human beings. The process of purification is such. So many methods he applies with all of us to purify us. So many times such things happen for our purification. We should try to learn from every event and try to be thankful to everyone. The more we are capable to do it, the more we will be nearer our goal, experiencing God.